Friends, I'd like to begin this morning with the words of poet Mario Benedetti. Relax, it begins in Spanish. But I will provide translation along the way. No te rindas, aún estás a tiempo de alcanzar y comenzar de nuevo. Aceptar tus sombras, enterrar tus miedos, liberar el lastre, retomar el vuelo. Don't give up. There is still time to start again, to accept your shadow self, to liberate your burden, to renew your flight. No te rindas, que la vida es eso, continuar el viaje, perseguir tus sueños, destrabar el tiempo, correr los escombros y destapar el cielo. Don't give up, because life is this, to continue the journey, to follow your dreams, to unlock time, to reveal the whole sky. No te rindas, por favor, no cedas, aunque el frío queme, aunque el miedo muerda, aunque el sol se esconda y se calle el viento. Don't give up. Please don't give up, even if the frost burns you, even if fear bites you, even if you can't see the sun, even if the wind grows silent. Aún hay fuego en tu alma, there is still fire in your soul. Aún hay vida en tus sueños, there is still life in your dreams. Porque la vida es tuya, because life is yours. Porque te quiero. Because I love you. Porque el amor es cierto, because love is true, because love is true. Porque no hay heridas que no cure el tiempo, because there are no wounds that time cannot heal. Abrir las puertas, quitar los cerrojos, open the doors, take away the locks. Abandonar las murallas que te protegieron, abandon the walls that you thought protected you. Vivir la vida y aceptar el reto. To live life and accept the challenge. Recuperar la risa. To reclaim your smile. Ensayar un canto. To rehearse your song. Bajar la guardia y extender las manos. To lower your guard and extend your hands. Desplegar las alas e intentar de nuevo. Unfold your wings and try again and again. Celebrar la vida y retomar los cielos. To celebrate life and grab onto the sky. No te rindas, por favor. No cedas. Don't give up. Please, don't give up. Aunque el frío te queme, even if the frost burns you. Aunque el miedo muerda, even if fear bites you. Aunque el sol se ponga y se calle el viento. Even if the sun disappears and the wind grows silent. Aún hay fuego en tu alma. There is still fire in your soul. Aún hay vida en tus sueños. There is still life in your dreams. Porque cada día es un comienzo nuevo, because each day is a new beginning. Porque esta es la hora y el mejor momento, because this is the hour and the best moment. Porque no estás solo, porque yo te quiero. Because you are not alone, because I love you. Friends, what a week this has been. I have to admit that I'm here with a heavy heart. I am experiencing a deep sadness. Every day the news announces another loss. It seems like every day we are losing a battle. I needed Mario Benedetti's poetry this morning. I needed to hear my voice saying, don't give up. Please, don't give up. I look around and sometimes I feel that everything is falling apart. I don't feel much like a spiritual warrior this morning, so I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for your strength. I'm asking for us to be together and present for each other and to lift each other up this morning. These are hard times. Now, I was taught in seminary that you should never start a sermon by saying, I was going to talk about this, but instead I'm going to talk about that. And so I beg forgiveness of Reverend Gary Smith because I, this morning, am putting aside the plan to speak from the heart. This morning I had planned to preach about Lent, to preach about you Lent. So I'm not going to do that. This morning I had planned on preaching about a season for introspection, for sacrifice, for resisting temptation, walking in the wilderness for 40 days. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about a different kind of wilderness, a different kind of sacrifice, a different kind of suffering, and about not giving up. I was going to talk about giving up Facebook for Lent or chocolate or sugar, and we need to talk about not giving up hope. Not giving up hope. When I saw the news in my friend Valerie Kaur's page, I felt heartbroken. If you were here to greet our Sikh neighbors and watch the film Divided We Fall, you will remember Valerie's name. She's a friend and dear seminary colleague of mine. She is a leader in the Sikh community, and she is heartbroken. She shared with us the news that Srinivasan Kuchibhotla was killed in Kansas a couple of nights ago. When he shot him, the gunman yelled, "Get out of my country." This is the first fatal hate crime since the inauguration, a result of the xenophobia and enormous rage fueled by this administration's policies and rhetoric. Srini is described as the kindest person you would meet, full of love, care, and compassion for everyone. He never uttered a word of hatred or even simple gossip or a careless comment. His friends say he was brilliant, well-mannered, and simply just an outstanding human being. His wife, Sunayana, and his family are now faced with incredible grief and a multitude of expenses for his funeral and carrying his mortal remains back to India so his parents can say goodbye one last time to their beloved son. So I was going to preach about giving up luxuries, sugar, Facebook, vowing to do better at self-care, not checking email after 9 p.m. And then I also got the news about a landmark guidance decision being revoked, a guidance to public schools that allow transgender students to use the bathrooms that match their gender identity. Outside of the White House, the protesters chanted, "No hate, no fear, trans students welcome here." Actor and activist Laverne Cox says, bathroom bills are not really about bathrooms. They're about whether trans people have the right to exist in public places. If we can't use public bathrooms, we can't go to school, she says. We can't work. We can't get health care. It's really about the right to exist in public places. She says, I exist. She says, I have a right to exist in public places. Amidst the heartbreak of such hatred against our vulnerable trans youth, a 9-year-old declared, you have to stop people from bullying, even if he's your president.
Amen.
So this morning, I'm not going to talk about Lent as a season when we renew our commitment to our chosen faith, a faith which does not threaten eternal fire of damnation, a faith which does not threaten hell, but one that encourages us to love the hell out of this world. When I saw the images of Standing Rock, when I saw praying elders being arrested and the camps of the water protectors being dismantled, I saw hell on earth. And I vowed and I prayed that I would love the hell out of this world. I read about the native elders standing motionless in front of barricades of razor wire, clutching feathers, burning prayer bundles of sage, holding their sacred ground. They were unarmed, eyes shut tight against the clouds of pepper spray. Others held up plywood shields or tops of plastic bins against the spray. Disperse, shouted police, who then unleashed a fire hose, soaking protesters in the sub-freezing temperatures. Icicles formed on their hair. Their winter jackets crunched. As the forced evacuation grew nearer, the elders agreed that based on the behavior of law enforcement in the past, who during raids have broken and thrown away sacred items and who have shown disregard and horrible disrespect to teepees and sacred dwellings, it was best for them to burn their sacred structures themselves instead of having them desecrated. For the elders, lighting their dwellings on fire was a sign of respect. They had been containers for prayer and for bringing people together. By lighting them on fire, they sent up their smoke up like prayers. By lighting them on fire, they ensured these structures went out in dignity. With fire and smoke lapping the skyline, Standing Rock Sioux tribal members and water protectors marched, drummed, sang, and prayed their way out of Oseti Sakowin, the Seven Council Fires camp, the home they built while protecting their sacred land from the Black Snake, also known as the Dakota Access Pipeline. Beloveds, our UU Lent is not a passive self-denial. It is not about resisting temptation, about indulging in sweets. It is about not giving up in the face of hell on earth. Our UU Lent is actively, intentionally feeling the pain of the world, recommitting to ending the hell that has been unleashed with love, with compassion and the active hope of the spiritual warrior. Our UU Lent is a call to be relentless and resilient in our resistance. It is not to withhold desire, but to let our passions guide our hearts in building the beloved community. Lent is not for tempering our feelings when we are witness to injustices, but to renew our covenant of love and mercy. Teacher Dugul Rinpoche says that there comes a time when all life on earth is in danger. At that time, great powers will arise, barbarian powers. It is just at this point in our history when the future of all beings seems to hang by the frailest of threads, that the kingdom of Shambhala emerges. You can't go there because it's not a place. It exists in the hearts and the minds of us, the Shambhala warriors. Now the time, he says, is coming when great courage is required of the Shambhala warriors, moral and physical courage. That is because we are going right into the heart of the barbarian powers to dismantle their weapons. We are going into the pits and citadels, into the corridors of power where the decisions are being made. In this way, we will work to dismantle the weapons in every sense of the word. He says that now is the time for the Shambhala warriors to go into training to learn two things: compassion for ourselves and each other, and the knowledge and awareness that we are all radically interdependent, interconnected. We need both. He says we need compassion because it provides the fuel to move us out where we need to be and do what we need to do. It means not being afraid of the pain of the world, and we also need the insight into that radical interconnectivity of all that is. When we have that, when we know that this is not a battle between good and evil, when we know that the line between good and evil runs through the landscape of every human heart, we know that we are interwoven. We know that in the web of life, even our smallest acts have repercussions that ripple through the whole web beyond our own capacity to see. Beloveds, don't give up. Please don't give up. When things fall apart, there will be temptations to blame ourselves, to feel that we are not doing enough. When things fall apart, a deeper truth is revealed. We are spiritual warriors. We are resilient. We are loving, merciful people, and we are not alone. Even our smallest acts have repercussions that ripple through the whole web of creation. Our prayers matter. Marching and signing petitions matter. Taking care of ourselves matters. Being in community matters. Building trust among ourselves matters. Being there for each other matters. And together this Lenten season, we will love the hell out of this world. Amen?
Amen.
I'd like to end with the words of Tom Goldtooth from the Indigenous Environmental Network. He said, "Our hearts are not defeated. The closing of the camp is not the end of a movement or fight. It is a new beginning. They cannot extinguish the fire that Standing Rock started. It burns within each of us. We will rise, we will resist, and we will thrive." He says, we are sending love. We are sending love to everyone. We too are sending love to the family of Srini here in the U.S. and in India. We are sending love to our transgender youth, their teachers, parents, and advocates. We are sending love to the water protectors. So, beloveds, don't give up. Please don't give up. The fire is in our souls to continue the journey, to follow our dreams, because this is the hour. This is the best moment of our lives. Because love is true. Because you're not alone. Because you're not alone. And you are loved. Blessed be. Ashe and Amen.